Cubist Dog Audio and The Emperor's Fading Light presents
A Moment of Laxity, written by Scott Fitzpatrick.
Adapted for audio by Jonathan Delaraz.
This recording contains loud noises and military violence. Please listen responsibly.
Target, tank. 070. Thank.
070, vanquisher loaded.
Fire.
It looks like a direct hit, sir. I'm not looking through the scope,
target
but...
Target destroyed.
Yeah! Awesome! Target destroyed!
Woohoo!
We did it!
For the Emperor! All right.
Looks like we've nearly taken care of the Averinox 4 rebels, doesn't it, sir?
As long as we can get out of this tank. Emperor's black bones. It's hot in here.
Elvers, you know the Lehman Russ tanks are built for durability in long combat situations, not your comfort. Now stay at the ready. I have the feeling we haven't heard the last of the rebels yet. Thus far, they've proven more resilient than this battle.
Aye, Captain Pello, sir.
Forgive me, sir, but why do you take the lead with your tank? Wouldn't it be safer to form the wedge and stay at the back?
Apologies, Commander. He doesn't mean to question your orders. He's still somewhat green.
Don't fret. A commander who can't defend his own strategies isn't worthy of carrying the Emperor's banner. We stay at the front of the formation so the enemy knows we have no fear. It sends a signal of strength, lets them know their forces, but a trifle to me. Demoralizing, to be sure. I know my safety is assured because the 71st is the most well-oiled fighting machine out here. Moreover, we're the first to glory.
Commander, Hurst here. Are we clear to proceed to the next checkpoint?
We should be... Wait a moment. Gunner, traverse 341. Ellen, Court, keep a sharp lookout to the flanks with those sponsons. Loader HE. ACO, we've got possible targets. Vicinity Lima Echo 4882, 8701. 2 Alpha 6, break wide and flank north of the 87 grid line. 3 Alpha 6, fall back to motion overwatch 4. Commissar, I need you up here with me. Stay sharp.
1 Alpha 2 is down!
What the hell was that? I don't see anything through the AUSPEX.
Negative contacts, Alpha 6.
Wait a second, I see something. Enemy infantry 113, engage, engage!
All crews, get off my net and push to squad frequencies. Get me some freaking order!
Commander, they're everywhere!
Emperor above!
Let me see. By the Emperor. Fire! Fire!
Firing! Reload the vank!
All units, this is Captain Polu. Engage at will. All tanks are down. Glory to the Emperor!
Man down! Quickly, someone replace the loader!
On it!
Target, bunker, 002.
My hands! My hands!
Loader down again! Emperor, how did these damn rebels target them?
Captain Polo, sir. We have a shattered linkage. The Bite of Sidoon is immobile.
Put out that damn fire!
That's a suck, sir!
We're gonna die in here.
We won't have that honor just yet. Move, Elvers. I'll pop the hatch.
Three of our tanks vaporized. Somebody shoot the hell out of that thing.
The Emperor? They've hit the Pride of Sedain!
Captain Paulu!
Hi, this is the Chen.
And this is She Swizzy.
And we're the girls of gaming from Screaming Heretic. We actually wanted to take a moment and talk to you about something that you probably neglected.
And that is your health.
We recently had a dear friend pass away, and it was due to a heart attack, and we wanted to take a moment to talk to you and make sure that you're taking care of your primary objective.
Which is your body and your health.
Being gamers, we're not exactly the most healthy bunch.
Or active.
Or anything, really. We don't live the most healthy lifestyle, and I eat a lot of junk food, and I'm sure everybody else does.
A lot of us are pretty lazy.
Yeah. Well, we're stationary. We're not lazy. So with that being said, we wanted to talk to you about the importance of getting your annual physical, whether you're a guy or a girl. Girls, we take a little bit better care of ourselves, but all of our guys out there, we want you to be around so that we can kiss your list. So please make sure to get an annual physical. It's very important.
And sometimes you might not even have the insurance to do so, but there are places you can go and get checked out.
Yeah, I was the poor college girl. I had no money, and I was the poor gamer girl. And there are lots of resources that I actually just did Google searches, and there's a lot of free clinics and things. So unless you know, want to get your x-rays done at the airport going through TSA, they'll give you pat-downs and the whole nine yards if you have quarters in your pockets.
So. Which I don't recommend.
Yeah, we don't recommend that. That is not a healthy way of, you know, getting screened, but please take care of your primary objective and make sure that you get yourself checked out once a year just to be safe. Regardless of your age, if you're a guy or a girl, make sure that you're taking care of your health. It's very important. We want you to be around so that we can roll you with our armies later.
Ugh. Can't believe they capsized the tank.
I can't believe the blast threw us both from it.
We're exposed out here. We need to take cover. Look, Alwyn's coming out the hatch. Both of you, grab the rifles and set up comms. We need to contact HQ and inform them of our situation. They should be here in a few hours.
Aye, sir.
Our tanks are going down like flies. Quickly, both of you. Meet me behind the Pride of Sedun. She's our best chance for cover. By the Emperor.
Have the rifles and the comm units for.
Good work, soldiers. Elvers, behind you! No more of my crew, you bastards! Do you hear me?
My shooting, sir. You saved me life.
I did my duty.
Setting up the comm unit and calling HQ. 2 Falcon 6, this is Alpha 6. 2 Falcon 6, come in!
Alpha 6, this is 2 Falcon. Authenticate. Echo Delta Zulu.
I authenticate X-ray.
Go for... Con 6-1.
I do not copy 2 Falcon 6. We have heavy enemy encountered vicinity, Lima Echo, 4882-8701. Estimate initial contact strength at battalion minus. Current status red. Break. Remaining capes, 2 Lima Romeo, 5 on foot. Request immediate support. Over.
Alpha 6, this is 2 Falcon 6 actual. Relief headed to your position within 5. How are you holding up?
We're in a hole, expecting heavy enemy counterattack at any time.
Hold fast, son. We're coming to get you.
They serve so we can be free.
For the men and women of the coalition forces serving overseas.
Just living day to day can be draining.
An email, letter, or package from home can be a wonderful escape for a serviceman or woman
who is living with constant danger just outside the barracks doors.
That's why the member producers of AudioDramaTalk.com are banding together to send our servicemen and women
an MP3 CD loaded with hours of great audio.
It's not much,
but it's a small token of our appreciation for their sacrifice. This is Greg Taylor of Dakota Ring Theater.
This is John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free.
This is Fred Greenhalgh of Final Rune Productions.
This is Julie Hoverson of 19 Nocturne Boulevard and Reality Productions.
This is Jack Ward of the Sonic Society and Electric Vicuna Productions.
This is Paul Mannering of Broken Sea Audio Productions.
This is Jeffrey Adams of the Icebox Radio Theater, asking you to please help us finance the Sounds for Soldiers campaign.
At sounds, the number 4, soldiers.org.
A small tax-deductible donation can help us band together
and send a thank you to the men and women
that banded together to protect our freedom nearly a decade ago.
Visit Sounds for Soldiers, that's sounds, the number 4, soldiers.org today.
And for all of us, thank you.
You traitor horse sons. You think you can get the best of the pride of Sedun? Take that! She's upright again. And Captain Polu is at the gun. 14 hours and 8 separate assaults. You can't touch me, you insolent bastards!
Captain, sir. Alwyn's shakes have stopped. He's not breathing, sir.
Emperor, bless his soul. He died with honor. Keep it the repairs, Elvers. We need to get her moving if we're going to come out of this alive.
I'm doing my best, sir.
That's not what I wanted to hear. Lieutenant Hurst, we're out of ammunition for the main gun. Please tell me you're faring better.
You can't do that, Captain Polu. We're in the same state as you. Our men are taking turns at the hatch with their las guns. I can't believe they keep coming at us.
Hold steady, Hurst. We'll get through this. I'll warm up my laser gun myself. Polu out.
Captain, we can't risk you.
Elvers, if we sit in here and don't fire, we're as good as dead anyway. You focus on getting us moving. I'm going to give us a fighting chance to get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Get the f*** away from my tank and go back to the hell you came from! Yeehaw! Hell, we're climbing it. Elvers, get up here. I need assistance, stat.
How do they keep coming at us?
Excellent bayonet, soldier. Keep at
it. God, traitor!
Take that, you cowardly bastards! What's that?
Look up, sir. Our ships in orbit. They're letting the artillery loose.
We did it, Elders. Victory.
Hello, boys and girls. It is I, your Uncle Ivan, ready to delight you with the many tales of Baba Yaga. Yes, Baba Yaga. You may know her as the crazy old woman who lives in the house with the big chicken feet. But she is so much more. She is the great Russian witch. She is the queen of the crones. She is the devil's dear old granny. This is nothing like the fairy tales that your grandmother told you. Unless, of course, your grandmother was old Russian babushka, then maybe you heard this. The Baba Yaga Saga is available at thebabayagasaga.podbean.com or look for it on iTunes.
Sometimes in life, the only place you can go is home.
I made it out. I was away from Gypsy Cove and away from my father. I changed my name, and then all my dreams came true.
And the Academy Award goes to Georgie Starr for her portrayal of Mother Teresa's younger years.
Oh my God, I didn't expect this. All I can say is, I hope I did Mother Teresa and my mother proud. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who helped me get here. And then I got the call. Yes? He's what?
And now, a star comes home. But what is there for her to find? No doors ever close forever, but some doors should never be opened. Gypsy Cove at gypsyaudio.org.
Such devastation. It makes you wonder why the rebels don't accept their fate. Many lives and resources could be spared if they could only bow a knee to the Emperor.
Indeed, sir.
Sir, something's coming from the east. It's from the 71st Armored, sir.
What? Show me.
Here it is, sir.
From the 1st Brigade? But how are they here? Where are we?
Lima Echo 8482-8701.
There was no push ordered in this sector. The anti-tank presence was deemed too costly. Radio that tank for identification. Keep the guard. We will treat them as hostile until told otherwise.
Unknown tank, identify yourself.
This is the Pride of Sin, reporting in.
Dax? The mountain winds scream with the rain of steel.
Ben. The correct challenge for this time segment is scream with a howl of wolves.
Dax, it's you. I'm coming out to greet you personally. I'm bringing Commissar Piano with me. Stand by.
Standing by.
Nice of you to finally show up. 2 months and a company too late, old friend. You look like hell.
We've brought you some fresh water, sir. For you and your remaining men.
Captain Polu, men?
Our thanks.
Well, I suppose my uniform could use a clean.
No, Dax. We've been looking for you for 2 months. Ever since you disappeared over 40 clicks from here, 2 Falcon 6, Colonel Adar, sent relief to the grid that you passed. The rest of the battalion, in fact. And there was nothing there. No sign of you and your men or your tanks. How did you come to be here?
The grid I passed. The grid that I passed. I passed this grid. I've been in this hole for 2 months, fighting to stay alive with the remains of my company in the same spot we called in from. I've been right the here with these men, fighting a war of attrition after they shattered our tanks, but not before we killed thousands of the filth. I've been right the here at LE-488-871, dying for the Emperor, and no one came.
Dax, that's not the position.
The hell it isn't! Get me a map, Elvers.
Here it is, sir.
Our position is marked. Note the draw, the mountains, the river you just crossed.
Dax, this isn't the location you think it is.
Don't give me that, Benham. I know how to read a map. The features match up, terrain association, we learned that in basic navigation.
Yes, Dax. But your position isn't LE-488-871. It's LE-848-871. Almost 40 clicks apart and in a twin draw. I've been to 488, Dax. There's a command post there now. It's more than 60 kilometers behind our lines now.
Is this true?
The numbers are reversed. Oh shit.
Dax Palu, in the name of the Emperor of Terra, I hereby relieve you of your duties as commander for incompetence. Your actions have unwittingly led to the destruction of a company of the Emperor's men and your comrades. You are charged with their deaths by negligence, and such a transgression carries upon it the penalty of death. However, your actions have shown you to be an able combatant, as evidenced by your continued resistance. Thus, your sentence is commuted to service within the penal battalion. You and your men have failed to maintain a clean and serviceable appearance. However, due to circumstances, your punishment is commuted to flogging at half count prior to penal legion assignment. And your use of profanity in my presence under multiple instances and following my judgment is a challenge to my authority and a disgrace to your uniform. Punishable by death.
Commissar.
No. The Emperor does not accept laxity, incompetence, or irreverence. Captain Venom, have your men dispose of these bodies and strike their names from the roll of honor. Guards, take him.
A Moment of Laxity was written by Scott Fitzpatrick and adapted for audio by Jonathan Delaraz.
Featured in this cast were Lothar Tuppen as Captain Polu,
Moses Bissell as Elvers,
Solid Zaku as Lieutenant Hurst,
Tanner Hatley as Alwyn,
April Sadowski as 2 Falcon 6,
David MacGyver as Captain Benham,
Stephanie Davies as Commissar Pionic,
with Matt Anderson and Ben DeBono as the tank crew,
Bad Wendell and Jensen Woodard,
and I am Helen Kitchen.
A Moment of Laxity was produced and directed by Colin McRoberts for Cubist Dog Audio and The Emperor's Fading Light.
A link for the original text of this story is available in the program notes for this podcast at theemperorsfadinglight.podbean.com.
Music was acquired through archives.org. Sound effects from the Free Sound Project.
This program is copyrighted through the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.
3.0, 2011.